From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump called Sunday for the immediate deportation of illegal immigrants entering the United States. In his Twitter message, he said there should be no judges or court cases. We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. Our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
On Twitter, the president says people who invade the U.S. should be sent back to their countries immediately, without a court hearing. He also said the U.S. is laughed at all over the world, and the immigration system is unfair to anyone trying to get into the country legally. Illinois Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez doesn't like the choice of words.
The president uses words like they're breeders in sanctuary cities who are protecting breeders. He said yesterday, they come to infest.
On ABC's This Week, Gutierrez says it's all about politics. The president is trying to energize his base. President Trump told Republicans in Congress not to waste their time voting on immigration until after the midterms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An explosion at a campaign rally for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's election, according to officials on Sunday. Emerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in the explosion at a campaign rally in Bulawayo, which is a stronghold of the opposition. State media called the attack an attempt at an assassination. 30 people have been arrested in connection with an explosion at a political rally that left 2 people dead Saturday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. 150 people were injured in the explosion. Ethiopia's new reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed had just finished a speech at the rally in the capital when a grenade exploded. This is VOA News. President Trump's representative for the Middle East has ended his peace mission to the region. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Palestinians, who see Jerusalem as the capital of their future state, say the U.S. peace plan will be dead on arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is prepared to return to the negotiating table without preconditions, and he is urging the Palestinians to follow suit. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan claimed victory in Sunday's presidential election and said his ruling AK party and its alliance partner had won a parliamentary victory. The opposition party said it was too early to concede defeat and said it believed Erdogan could still fall short of the 50% needed to avoid a runoff on July 8th. A UN investigation has found that millions of people in Ghana are not benefiting from the country's booming economy. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights has submitted the results of his 10-day fact-finding mission to Ghana in April to the UN Human Rights Council.
Statistics show 1 in 5 Ghanaians live in poverty and 1 in 8 live in extreme poverty. UN investigator Philip Alston says he finds it particularly troubling that 28% of children live in poverty. He tells VOA Ghana has a very big problem of corruption, and the failure of the government to collect taxes strips the country of important revenue.
And that means that they don't have revenue for additional spending. So they need to crack down seriously on corruption and on tax evasion. And some of the resulting money, even a small part of it, needs to be actually spent on these social protection programs.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia on Sunday lifted the world's last ban on women drivers. Earlier this month, the government began issuing licenses to women who already held driver's licenses in other countries, including Britain, Lebanon, and Canada. The women took a brief driving test before receiving their new licenses, but most women in the country, don't yet have driver's licenses. Many women have not had a chance to take driving courses that have been offered only for a few months. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.